time to talk with Coach Michael Huger. And, Coach, before the game, you and I were talking, and it seemed to me that you weren't too interested in X's and O's. You were more interested about effort. And I think tonight your team's effort was there for a large portion of the game. And when it was, you really handled your business.
We definitely was there. The effort was there. The energy was up. Totally different from what we did at Buffalo. These guys can score. They can score. They can score in bunches. They got so many different guys that can score. They got so many different ways that they can score. So it was definitely a tough game. 80-something points is still too much. We got to do much better. But they can score, and hats goes off to those guys for coming in here and, you know, trying to get a win.
So you go down 13 early in the second half, and it wasn't looking good. And Myron Gordon came in at some point in the second half, and he has a certain bravado that seemed to help in this game.
He has a certain bravado that's just cocky and arrogant, and that's who he is. That's how he plays. He plays with that chip on his shoulder. He's not afraid of the big stage, and he's getting better for us. He's been practicing much better, and he had a chance tonight to prove himself, and he did a great job.
Coach, I think this might be the best game Daquan Plowden's had in his career. And that stretch when you were down in the second half early, if Daquan didn't put you on his back, you might have been down 15 or 20, and he kept you in the game.
He did a great job of keeping us in the game, and we did a great job of going to him and feeding him the ball and getting him in great opportunities, and he was able to knock down the shot. We went to him the last play of the game trying to get him again, and just right there, he just missed a shot, and we were able to go into overtime and prevail.
Well, when you look at the first half, Coach, you had one offensive rebound. You come up with 9 in the second half. Obviously, you fought more on the boards.
That was our halftime speech that we talked to them about. We had one. They had 10 at halftime and only finished with 13. So we did a good job of keeping them off the glass in the second half and going to get second opportunities for ourselves and being able to score ourselves in the second half. And I think that was the difference in us getting, put back opportunities and tip-ins and those type things. So it was really, really good for us.
Also, a tale of two halves for two guys in particular. Joe Reese had 2 points in the first half. He ends up with 20. Chandler Turner had nothing in the first half, ends up with 11, including a couple of big shots late. What was the difference for those two guys?
Energy and effort. Joe was able to bring energy and effort. We challenged him after that Buffalo game with his energy and effort. Same with the Ball State game. He understands now how difficult it is in the MAC and how good our league is. He was up for the challenge. He rose to the occasion. Was able to play and play through it, and we came out victorious.
Specifically defensively, later in the game, Day-Day Grant did not score down the stretch. He ended up with 26, but the last, 7 or 8 minutes seems like he was not a factor. Was there something different defensively that you just paid more attention to him, didn't get taken off of him? What'd you do?
We didn't lose him. I mean, we played as if he's not an all-conference player. And that's how we guarded him. Like, he's not all conference. The dude is all conference. You got to respect him and know where he's at on the court and not get lost and leave him. I mean, at halftime, in the half, it's 3 seconds left at half, and we just standing up as if it's not 3 seconds left. He just run right out, catch it, shoot a three. I'm like, come on. I mean, we got to know who he is. He is an all conference player, and we got to respect that. Second half, I thought we did a much better job of respecting him, and I think it paid off.
So attention to detail.
Now,
clearly this is, you always want to get that first win of a season or a conference season. It sort of alleviates some of that pressure and gives you some good vibes.
It definitely gives you good vibes. It got you feeling good going into Ohio on Tuesday and knowing that they're playing well and undefeated in the conference and just who they are and what they do. And we got to bring our A game in order to give any chance to win that game.
No doubt about it. Bobcats look pretty good. Coach, we'll see you in Athens on Tuesday.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons beat Miami in overtime here this afternoon, 87-83.